Mrs. Johnson, sir.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hope I didn't get you up too early.
Oh, no. I'm finding so many things I have to do now.
Yeah.
I'm up very early.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's only an hour different anyway there.
Yes.
Yes. I was just watching the television on the POW return. Did you get to see it?
No, sir, I didn't. I watched about 15 minutes ago, but I've been gone for about 15
sure.
minutes.
Well, no, I meant last, when they came in last night. I mean, the night before last, and so forth.
I didn't.
Well, that's really one of the...
This morning,
One of the most moving things you could possibly imagine. And I think we can all be very, very thankful, and I know Lyndon would just think this would be a great day. I talked to two of the wives, Captain Denton and wife, and also Commander, Colonel Cypher, I mean the great ace, who each has been away 7.5 years, and to hear them talk is really something to hear. It's really something. And
good of you to call.
And I was going to
say, it just must be...
Yeah. Well, I know it would have been a relief to him, and I was going to ask you one thing, what you think about it. I don't know whether it's legal, and I don't want to check it unless you think. I noticed somebody said that as they return, that this is really a day that a great load is lift off everybody, and we ought to fly the flag. I was thinking that that we might just suggest that the flag could go up. You see, we have about a week, 2 weeks left of the mourning period.
Yes, sir. Let's see. That would be to the 22nd, and today is the 13th. That's
right.
Just 9 days there.
That's right. No, I don't want to do it unless you think it's a good idea. I would only do it if you thought that it just occurred to me. I just saw the idea. And
of course, it would be accompanied with a story of why, wouldn't it?
Well, the way I would say it was that I had talked to you, and that you felt that in view of this great day, that you knew that your President Johnson would have wanted the flag flown.
Everybody's heart was lifted by that return, and in the spirit of what his minister said,
we
all felt that arise is the.
Yes, that's right. And I was thinking that it would tend, frankly, I'm putting it quite candidly, that I think it would tend to remind people that that's what he would have wanted to. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The flag being in half mast, then they see it go up, and then it reminds them again that that's what we're all working for, the same thing. But if you think it's, if you have any question on it at all, we wouldn't do it. It's just thought that, the flag is at half mast.
Well,
want to think about it?
It's sort of as a brand new concept to me. I believe that I like the idea because it's to see the flag at half mast always, no matter
makes you feel sad.
Or whom, just lowers my spirits. And then when it goes back up, my spirits rise. And this is a great time for everyone in the country who's been waiting for those people and for, for all
we could
share them.
The way we would put it is that I would just say it here, that I talked to Mrs. Johnson this morning, and she feels the flag should, that her President Johnson would have wanted the flag flown on this great day as they return, and that so we're putting the flag up. I think it'd have a good emotional bang, that's what I think. And also, as it's these people, that want to continue to hit him and, of course, me on, being the war makers and the rest, it just tend to put it to them a little bit. after all, that's how we got him back.
And so it would just go up as of today with that sort of a statement and stay up, right?
Yes, now I understand. I've got to check. I haven't even looked at just the idea that occurred to me as I read in the news army. I got to check whether the law will allow that. See, the flag is down 30 days by proclamation, and then I would have it come up and then stay up for the balance of the period, and as these people come down. But that was the way it would be. And I'm just thinking that it might have quite an impact on the country to see the flag flown.
I'm quite sure.
As these men come home, you see, they'll all be coming home and so forth, and naturally people will be having flags, and it just occurred to me it might be good. This isn't my idea. I just said somebody, I noticed in the news summary suggested it, somebody from one of the veterans organizations, but he didn't say this. He didn't. He was just saying the flag should be flown or something like that. This is the time to fly the flag. So, and so that's what it is. But if you don't think, if you think, well, lady, I'll have it quietly checked, and if it is...
Yes, sir, I do. I think it would have been thoroughly in keeping with Lyndon's...
his own view. Well, he was an outgoing, you know, he was an emotional man, and I think he'd sort of say, well, why not, you know?
His feeling for the flag.
Right, right, and for these men. These men who were so...
That would be...
Who are the real, they're really heroes, you know? They're... Not these are the heroes, not the people that went off to Canada.
Right. Couldn't agree more.
Right, right. Well, if you think, well, let me just check it off, and if I find it is, it's possible, why we'll, I'll let you know, and then we'll and we'll have the announcement read so that you'll know about it. Okay.
All right.
And we'll call you back, and if you think.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.